USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The two staffers assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a federal lockup cell reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. That's according to the New York Times. Epstein found hanged in his cell over the weekend. Former mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani is also a former prosecutor there, and he says that facility has clearly gone downhill in recent years.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. Never had a problem with them because it was so well managed.
Giuliani speaking there on Fox News. China's foreign ministry telling U.S. lawmakers to keep their comments to themselves about violent crackdowns on protests in Hong Kong. The airport there has reopened after some violent clashes between protesters and police earlier this week. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
An Ohio teen accused of threatening federal agents online had reportedly been hoarding ammo for months. Prosecutors say 18-year-old Justin Olson took to social media to say he supported the recent mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso, as well as attacks on Planned Parenthood clinics. When Olson's home was raided yesterday, investigators say they found 15 rifles, 10 semi-automatic pistols, and about 10,000 rounds of ammunition. President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh yesterday. He was speaking about energy policy, but also talking about his chances of winning re-election.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. I put mafia cooperators, Sicilian mafia cooperators, terrorists in there. Never had a problem with them because it was so well managed.
Trump also complaining about trade imbalances with Japan and China. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China's foreign ministry is warning the United States about speaking out against violent crackdowns on protests in Hong Kong. Riot police have been seen violently going after pro-democracy protesters. We told you about the Hong Kong airport finally reopening late yesterday following shutdowns because of clashes between police and demonstrators there. Here, some lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have issued statements condemning what they describe as acts of violence by those police. China's accusing the U.S. of playing a role in the unrest, an accusation that Washington flatly denies. Some Apple laptops are no longer being allowed on planes. The FAA announcing the ban yesterday because they say the batteries can overheat and catch fire. It affects 15-inch MacBook Pro laptops sold between 2015 and 2017. Apple has already recalled the batteries, and four airlines implemented the ban a few days ago. A similar ban was in place in 2016 after batteries in Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 had phones explode. And the star of Chrisley Knows Best is being indicted on tax evasion, a 12-count indictment against Todd Chrisley and his wife Julie, also includes charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit bank fraud. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.